From your grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 7. And I set up for the word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings. I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, not have done what we have failed to do. Father, I pray that may you please have mercy on us. May you pardon us, send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be there for us, Father, always come and protect us, fill us with the glory, and have mercy on us, Father, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those in distress, Father, all those who have lost hope. Father, may you give them the hope that it's not yet too late. May you come and protect them always. May you come and guide them. May you come and show them the right path in everything that we do. Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us, and may you continue blessing us and looking after us. We pray all this, believing and trusting in the mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Psalms chapter 7. Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me into pieces with no one to rescue. Lord, my God, if I've done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil or without cause, have robbed my foe, then let my enemies pursue and overtake me. Let them trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in earth. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen this word. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of his name, of the Lord Most High. And this is our wonder chapter for today. Let us go straight to today's message. The first thing that I have for you comes from verse 1. It says, Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me. Amen. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Just let's start off with a question. Who do you take refuge in? As a Christian. Whom do you take refuge in? See, we as Christians, we have tend to find comfort in earthly things. Amen. We have this habit of seeking solace in earthly things, that we need them for the sake of our comfort. Amen. But the Bible today is challenging us. It's challenging me. It's challenging you. That we ought to take refuge in the Lord. Let's stop taking refuge in flesh, because it will disappoint us. Flesh disappoints us. Stick to the Lord Almighty. Stick to the Lord Almighty and watch him do things for you. Give it up for the Lord. There's nothing that is too hard for him. There's nothing. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. You won't stop there. He won't throw you out. He will defend you. He will shield you like no one has ever. Talk to the Lord. Tell him what is troubling you. Ask him. Ask him. Tell him, God, you know what? My mental health has not been A, B, C, D. Dear God, you see my... Talk to him. Tell him everything. And watch him protect your life. When you continue to verses 9, 8 rather, it says, let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. The Lord will not just come and sit anyhow and start judging you for things you have not done. Amen. But the Lord is a very merciful, righteous God. He judges us according to our integrity, according to what we have done. Amen. So this Bible is indirectly telling us, reminding us that we shall be held accountable at a certain time T for the things that we do. Amen. So in whatever thing that you do, do it knowing that the Lord is always watching. And when the time is right, you will be held accountable. There are some things that we do in the dark and we think no one is watching. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The Lord is always watching. And he will let you one day be held accountable for them. He will. When you go into verse 9, it says, bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. Amen. Who probes minds and hearts. That's what I was telling you. There is nothing that you hide from the Lord. He sees your future already. He sees your past and he's seeing your present. Amen. He understands what you are saying deep down in your heart. That's why you can never... Can I say, pretend? You know, some people are very good when they're with you, when they go behind you, there's another story, blah, blah, blah. Some people only wait for Sundays to go pray the rest of the day, blah. You can't pretend before the Lord. You're just lying to yourself. You can't. And when you go to verse 10, it says, my shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. Amen. Take refuge in the Lord. That's what we started with. Let him be your shield. If the Lord is not your shield, then who is looking after you? Trust me, however happy you are, you'll reach a time that something will come and shake you, run back to the Lord and say, Almighty God, I'm sorry for A, B, C, D. But why do you have to wait until that time when you can start the journey right now? Last, when you go to verse 17, it says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Give thanks to the Lord. Sing praises. Do you ever take time off to thank God for the things that happen in your life? Whether good or bad, do you ever get time to give thanksgiving to the Lord? Do you ever get time to be grateful to the Lord for the thing that he has done, for how far he has brought you? Even the fact that you wake up today, most of us take it for granted, but that's a miracle. Not so many people wake up. None. Get time and start giving thanks. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray with gratitude. Spare time, sing praises to the Lord. Why? Because he is a righteous God. This is the heart for you today. Get some time with Psalms chapter 7. What do you get? What do you understand? What message comes to your mind? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lord, God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of everything that you have done to us, Father. What we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, that you have done what we failed to do. Father, may you forgive us. May you send your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to always come and listen to us and be with us in everything that we do. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.